So welcome to the Reiki Reju April. And I was thinking that the theme for this talk was actually going to do, was going to simply be, it is what it is. And I know that sounds a bit weird, but it has been coming up quite a lot for me. And often I'll get these inspirations in terms of the topics that we talk about based on what's going on around me, because depending on the kind of feedback I get from you guys. So sometimes someone will pop a comment on the YouTube channel, or I'll get an email asking me certain questions. And there, it's weird how there can sometimes be a theme around things. And one of the themes that was coming up was around good and bad. I'm not sure if that's completely correct, but for example, so I just got back from doing a couple of workshops in Singapore, and this came up a couple of times during different sessions where people would ask me things like, well, if Reiki is for the highest good, then why are all these bad things happening? And bad things happening to me, if it was a personal question, or bad things happening around me. And so there is this mythology, I guess, and I did a video around it recently, the unicorn thinking. But I want to bring it up again because it keeps, you know, after that. And then when I was talking about my frozen shoulder, I had a couple of people actually reach out and go, oh, well, you should try this, or you should try that, or why have you got that? And why do other Reiki masters that I know also suffer from illness, or sometimes they're in really poor health? And so there's this whole belief structure around this idea of what we mean by highest good. And I think it's probably because we put the word good in there, right? Maybe if we just was using it more generically or naturally, and we just said, oh, you know, everything to its highest flow, or even highest. Oh yeah, because even highest is creating an illusion of something better than what we have at the moment. So the reason why I wanted the topic to be, it is what it is because exactly what is happening right in this moment is exactly what it should be happening. And I'm going to even dare say, be it to your highest good. And then, of course, the mind's going to take that and go, oh, there's a lesson here for me, or there's something here for me. And it's going to create a very mind-based lesson plan. Oh, this must mean this, or that must mean this. And when I finish this lesson, then I will get a reward. Like when I finish figuring out what this lesson is, then this symptom will go away, or this illness will heal itself, or you know what I mean? So there's, it's almost like we create this idea of a highest good so that our mind has something to work on to move us away from this present moment. And essentially that's what the mind does, right? The mind's job is to think and learn about the past and to project us or plan us into the future. When we're actually in the present moment, like really, if you're doing mindful meditation or you're doing your Reiki practice, you'll notice that the mind really settles down because it doesn't have anything to do. When it's in this moment, it's just flowing. You might have thoughts coming in and out, but it's not grabbing at anything. And there's a certain beautiful peace that comes with that. So the present moment is where all our contentment lives. It's where all our inner peace lives. Ideally, it's where we live a lot of the time, because there is a huge amount of nourishing energy and support that is available right now. It's not available in the future because we're not there, we're here. It's not available in the past because we're here right now. And so energetically, there is only now. And that goes for the body system as well. Like the body is always in the present moment, even though our thoughts can be backwards and forwards. So this idea that if I do lots of Reiki, then I will eliminate things in my present that I don't like, whether that's pain, whether that's illness, whether that's certain thought patterns. And it is really tricky because the paradox is, as you know, when we do our Reiki, there is a certain unfolding process that happens, and we do release a lot of old patterns that then does create a lot less suffering. So in a sense, our mind's also saying, yeah, but since you started your Reiki, all these good things did happen. And that is true. But there's also a lot of things that are not shifting or not changing. And then what happens with that is we go, oh, then we're not doing enough Reiki, or we're not doing right Reiki, or maybe we have to do Reiki plus plus, Reiki and crystals, Reiki and massage, Reiki and past life regression. So we're just constantly like looking and searching and maybe this, maybe that. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing either. So it's really important to hold all this really lightly. So for example, my frozen shoulder, when people are emailing me and saying, oh, well, you need to try this and you need to try that, and why do you have it and stuff like that, I'm like, well, the thing is, it's not like I'm sitting there doing nothing. Okay, so I am active in the process of healing. At the same time, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And, oh, hi, Wayne. And it's really hard to describe because it feels like a contradiction, but there is a certain movement or presence around what it is I should be doing. And it's just natural. So there are certain things that I am doing. There's certain things I've tried and hasn't really resonated or worked for me. And then there's certain things that I haven't even thought about. And I trust that I haven't thought about them because I'm not supposed to do them. So it doesn't matter. And so there's a movement in the present moment of doing the best for my body, nourishing the body, nourishing the mind. And there's not too much thought around, I shouldn't be having this. This shouldn't be happening to me. So it's this idea of, it is what it is. And this is what I'm experiencing right now. So it's the idea that actually everything we experience, and I say has a lesson very, very lightly, okay? Because the mind will be like, what's the lesson? What's the lesson? Start looking for the damn lesson. And the lesson could simply be to experience. So even using the word lesson, I really shy away from it because it's like, it is much more natural and useful to use the term it is what it is. And that means that right here in this moment, whether you're experiencing a lot of pain, whether you're experiencing a lot of grief or depression or anxiety, whatever it is, whether it's negative or positive, it's equal. And this is something that when we say things like, oh, be it to my highest good, can sometimes set up this idea that if it's not higher in our hierarchy, or if it's not good, again, in our hierarchy, then we're doing something wrong. And I think that's a real shame because actually, as we go through life, as we live our life, there is nothing we're doing wrong. Like, it's not really possible. There might be certain things that we look back on and go, oh, I regret saying that or doing that. But even in this moment, that regret is part of the flow. That makes sense. What I thought we would do for our meditation is to actually have an exploration about this, because here's the thing. Like, sometimes people will ask me questions as well around the Reiki and around certain processes. Everything I talk about is testable and experiential. So nothing that I say is a belief system, because it's all things that you can check out for yourself. So for example, when we say it is what it is, does it bring you more peace or does it make no difference? I mean, this is something that we can check out. So I suggest we do. And what I think would be interesting as an experiment is, as you go into this meditation and healing, pick something in your life that you feel shouldn't be there. So let's have a look. And it can be anything. It could be a pain. It could be a frozen shoulder. It could be some illness, physical illness that you're dealing with, or it could be an emotional pain, maybe a regret or a relationship situation that is a bit difficult at the moment, doesn't matter what it is. But just think to yourself, underneath this issue, do I have a belief that it shouldn't be like this? It shouldn't be here. Okay. Because that's what we're looking at. That's the experiment, is we're looking at, if we remove that and just allow it to be exactly as it is, do you feel better or worse or the same? That's it. That's just the experiment. Because ultimately, if what I'm saying is true, and if we focus on it is what it is, just as a very neutral paradigm, then does that bring more peace into our lives? And that's essentially all we're looking at, right? Is kind of, how do we bring more and more inner peace into our lives, and what works and what doesn't work? So if we start off with Gassho prayer pose, so what we're going to do is we're going to call in the Reiki. We're going to invite an attunement in through our system. Whether you're a Reiki person or not a Reiki person, it just helps to activate that beautiful energy in us. And then we'll do a little guided meditation and healing. The lovely thing with group energy is that it really does amplify it. And obviously, if you're listening afterwards, then you'll pick up on all of that as well, and you'll add to it. That's the fun thing. And for those of us here today, you can feel into it. Often you can actually feel there's a lot more energy than just those of us who are present right here and now, because it does get added to. It's a weird time-space thing that happens. So we're going to start off just by bringing hands into Gassho and just bringing it into around your heart center, nice and comfortably. Taking a couple of breaths. Just to center the body. If you've got your feet on the floor, you're just tuning into the grounding of the floor, just allowing your pressure of the feet to be really nice and solid on the floor. And if you're sitting cross-legged, you're just doing the same, but you're using the base of your spine, your buttocks, as an anchoring point. So really starting to solidify yourself downwards into the earth. And then we're going to go up in the opposite direction, bringing your attention up into the crown, the top of the head. And as if you're opening it like a thousand-petaled lotus, opening it up into the heavens and just allowing a beautiful Reiki attunement to come in through the crown, all the way into the heart center, breathing it out into the hands. So inhaling through the crown into the heart center. Exhaling out through the hands, intending a Reiki attunement. Just taking a couple of moments to notice any tingling in the hands, any heat, any sensations at all. And for some people, they might not notice it in the hands specifically. It might more just be a sensation, often a tingling sensation or pulsing. Sometimes the body just starts to heat up a little bit. Some people see colors. Doesn't really matter what you see or don't see. Just trusting this process. And then whenever you're ready, just bringing your hands anywhere on the body. Could just be in your thighs, but have them palm down so that you're connecting your palms somewhere onto the body. And as you continue to relax through the breath, just noticing any energy at all around the hands and around the body part that you are in contact with. And then you don't have to, if it's a physical area, you don't have to change your hand positions at all. And obviously, if it's an emotional thing, you don't have to move your hands into any different part of the body. But if it feels like it's coming from a specific area, then you could do as part of the experiment. It's totally up to you. So for example, If you have a pain in your shoulder, you could move your hand to your shoulder. If you have some heartbreak, you could place your hand on your heart, but it's totally optional. Just see what feels right for you. And then we're very gently holding whatever it is that we feel shouldn't be there. And what I mean by that is you're just very gently bringing it to your attention. And you might notice a certain contraction in the body in terms of a feeling of not rightness, this shouldn't be here-ness, or resistance. So just noticing that outer layer of belief system that believes whatever is going on right now shouldn't be going on. Just noticing that. And then very gently just see if you can relax that belief that it shouldn't be happening, it's not right. Just relax that. That's all we're doing. And you might be able to notice a dissolving of that belief or just a relaxation in the body as that resistance is very gently allowed to relax. Just notice if there's other layers of thought that come up. And just relaxing that too. Just for this moment, we're going to let everything just be as it is. You can pick it up later, worry about it later, but right now, it's just an experiment to see what happens. And if you've managed to get past that layer, just relax that layer of it shouldn't be like this. Let's see if you can feel into the next layer. Might be certain emotions that are there, perhaps anger, frustration, fear. And we're not trying to move this. Again, we're just noticing it is what it is. Just welcoming, acknowledging whatever that emotional layer is. If it's a physical illness, it might be fear. It's a relationship or something going on that is more emotional or mental. It might be anger present, frustration. Whatever it is, we're just meeting that emotional layer with acceptance. Now we're just allowing the next level to come up. If it is a physical injury or an illness, it might be certain sensations around pain. If it's a relationship or situation, you might notice a different kind of pain or suffering that comes up. A tightness in the body. And again, without trying to get rid of it, we're simply noticing it. It's there. It has a right to be there. without trying to change that pain or tension at all. We're just noticing it. Welcoming it. It's allowed. You might even notice it does relax and diminish, but that's not the purpose, simply to see it. And then we're expanding out now, opening up to any sensation, any emotion, any thought that is present right now. Allowing it to be exactly as it is. Just noticing in the body and in the energy field whether this feels better or worse or the same than when you're contracted around the idea that it shouldn't be there. And just noticing that difference when you allow it to be there. It's okay to be there. And inviting the Reiki to be there as well. As if you're melting into it, just relaxing totally and fully into the Reiki energy as well. And seeing if you can notice underlying everything, this immense support and love that seems to underpin everything. A very gentle okayness. Around this phrase, it is what it is. See if you can notice the positive in that. It is what it is. The certain beauty and rightness of any experience. As you breathe, just allowing the Reiki to be there in its own healing capacity, filling you up. Noticing the very gentle energy as it moves through the body. And then very gently starting to deepen your breathing now. Bringing more awareness around the physical body, just noticing the top of your head. Giving your face a little scrunch and a squeeze, noticing the cheeks and the face down into the shoulders. Perhaps giving them a little roll or stretch down into the fingers, all the way down through the spine, scrunching the toes, raising your arms above your head, giving a little wiggle all the way down the spine. And whenever you're ready, opening your eyes.